thought and realized that eternal fate has turned its back on him. It's 2 a.m. It's 2 a.m. It's 2 a.m. Fear is gone. It's 2 a.m. The sun's still warm.
Time, it's 9 o'clock, a little bit after. It's 9:01 out here in California. The land of the fruits and nuts, or nuts and fruits, as some would say, the left coast. The fact that this is the Republic Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone, host Lieutenant Eric Schein, a graduate of Kings Point, the United States Merchant Marine Academy, to which I received a congressional appointment, nomination and appointment, graduated from, came out as a naval officer, serving on special duty in the United States Merchant Marine, to confront a broad system of labor racketeering in the maritime industry, one that has one common thread throughout, namely the United States Coast Guard, that is acting much like the EPA, much like the FDA, much like many of the federal agencies or bureaus or ministries, as we would, or as the our cousins in England, the British might say, under their system of a United Kingdom. It boggles my mind that the Coast Guard can get away with what they're doing. Not only a branch of military that I'm not in, that can use military assets, military resources, military personnel, self-declared or otherwise, they're saying that they're a branch of military now, and use those resources, those military assets, to impose themselves upon who they are saying is a civilian, myself. Although I'm a naval officer, as a graduate of Kings Point, they've even had their idiot stooges out online trying to declare that I never went to Kings Point, I'm not a naval officer, and blah, 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 blah. Kind of reminds me of the stories of the guy that supposedly, allegedly worked at Area 51. And, you know, first thing they do is say, ah, you never worked there. It's a liar. Liar, cheat, and a thief. You know, I mean, why else would the Coast Guard, a branch of military that I'm not in, try to somehow tie me to Timothy McVeigh within these proceedings? Which raises the whole question about Timothy McVeigh and that whole situation, at least in my mind, because it's like, wow. I raised the issue of Timothy McVeigh and what he was up to as a form of domestic crime that cannot go unchecked, that if it does, it opens up conduits for foreign terrorism. And because of that letter to Secretary of Transportation Norman Netta, Coast Guard used that to come after me, bring charges against me in a military tribunal, it's clearly a military tribunal, of me as an alleged civilian, where I was not afforded counsel, stripped of counsel that I did have, and forced to represent myself, even though declared medically and mentally incompetent. We'll be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Nazis, I tell you. Man, I have been trying to tell you that for quite some time. These people literally are card-carrying Nazis, fascists through and through, corporatists. They've married the government with the corporation. Rather than the government watching over all the people, I hate to put it that way, or governing all the people and making sure that the laws apply to all equally, the government's been taken over by the rich, by the corporations, by many of these are not just national or supranational corporations. Many of them are international, and many, like Royal Dutch Shell, is Royal Dutch and a shell company for Queen Beatrix and the royals. I mean, if anybody doesn't get it by now, and I've been pushing this issue, and I guess, what's his name? I can't think of his name. Lyndon LaRouche has been pointing to the royals for quite some time. And all you have to do is look back through our history to realize that, you know, if you were an extremely rich and powerful, if not the influential family and family members, and somebody took what you saw as your property, the 13 colonies and the land and estate and everything that has become the United States, stole it from you, would you not do, you know, isn't human nature, not everyone would, but wouldn't most people do everything to get that invaluable land, that land is, that and property that is worth so much money back? Hey, let the squatters sit on the land, pretend they have a republic, not do anything sufficiently to hold on to that republic, and let's take it back. Let's trick them. Let's fool them. Let's send J.P. Morgan over to the United States on behalf of his father, an English banker, and allow him to incite the Civil War and fund the Civil War, fund both sides of the Civil War, profit from both sides of the Civil War, take down American financial houses prior to, during, and after the Civil War, much like Morgan and their crew, their wrecking crew, have done more recently with Bear Stearns. This is a Anglo-Saxon, Germanic, royal, keyword royal. So if you're Germanic or Anglo-Saxon and you're a commoner, a serf, a peasant, I don't care how rich you are or how well off you think you are, you don't come close to the amount of wealth and influence that these families possess, like the Bush, Davis, Walker family, as in one, as in being intermarried, and how George Herbert Walker got his name Walker from marrying into the Davis-Walker family, like, oh, Ronald Reagan's wife, Nancy Davis, oh, the guy that turned California over to Arnold Schwarzenegger, whose father was an SS officer, who's an Austrian citizen, like Hitler, and who is married into the Kennedy family, who the Kennedys were smuggling Dewar's whiskey from Canada, as backed by the Crown, in the middle of Prohibition, awaiting for Prohibition to be raised, taken off, and, in, you know, Prohibition was not about alcohol as a liqueur, as a liquor. It was about alcohol as a fuel substance that Getty and others were involved in going after and prohibiting mainly farmers and others from making what was predominantly grain alcohol and is not, you know, drinkable. It'll blind you and more, if not kill you, for their tractors and farm equipment rather than using gasoline. So when you go back and you research a lot of this stuff, you start to realize and understand, I mean, why the Coast Guard, in the form of the Rum Runner Service, would be shooting fellow Americans in the street back during Prohibition. Or if you look back to Smedley Butler, and I believe MacArthur was involved, along with, and I'm trying, you know, Butler's the one who wrote War is a Racket, but Butler, MacArthur, it's not McKinley, there's somebody else who was a general, and I'm trying to think of who it was, one of the listeners might recall, who was involved with the veterans in D.C. who had gone there to get their bonus pay and have it, instead of getting it, you know, down the road, get it during the Depression when they needed it the most. And they were attacked brutally by our own United States government. And, you know, it's not the government. The government's not the fault. The type of government we have is not the fault. It is the people in power that would do this to their fellow man, to their fellow Americans, their fellow citizens. Because we do, whether you live in a kingdom or a republic, we both, whether it be Canada as a constitutional monarchy or the United States as a democratic-republican hybrid, a constitutional republic, regardless, we all live under common law. And as, you know, I believe Christ said, what you do to the least of us, you do to all of us. And I'm paraphrasing, of course. But being that under common law, that if one man's constitutional rights are injured, such as my own, and what's going on herein with the Coast Guard, Homeland Security, and more, and I'm representing myself somehow, and not very well, before the Ninth Circuit, against the United States of America, the Department of Defense, the Department of Homeland Security, the Department of Transportation, the United States Coast Guard, the National Transportation Safety Board, and I guess you could throw my own union in there and the shipping companies, and the federal district courts in San Diego and Los Angeles, and the Ninth Circuit, and guys like Alex Kaczynski, who, for whatever reason, don't want to allow me to, uphold not only my own constitutional rights and protections, but contractual rights under admiralty and general maritime law, under our shipping articles, because they know that if one man can not only invoke, but gain redress to his rights and protections, that in their mind opens up a floodgates. And that's where we find ourselves, where due process has been to a large degree eviscerated. And that's why Americans are in the streets. Because in all regards, and that's why we have these large bureaucracies, these large ministries, and that was a welcome note coming from Ron Paul about doing away with a lot of these quote-unquote administrative agencies. I don't have a problem with the agencies to an extent that they're dealing with large corporations, but when they're dealing with individuals and the weight of the federal government, especially a branch of military that someone's not in, like the Coast Guard or Homeland Security, think about this. You can go research this, and it's in regards to all my stuff. Secretary of Department of Homeland Security Janet Napolitano put out a delegation, 0170.1, I believe, stating that the Coast Guard, a branch of military, would be superintending the United States Merchant Marine. Even though we have a United States Merchant Marine Academy that's run by the Naval Sciences Department, and a separate federal military service academy in the United States Merchant Marine Academy at Kings Point, the Coast Guard, a federal maritime police academy, and its now newfound special branch of military and Homeland Security, where no branch of military is to exist, but now does, where no branch of military is supposed to exist outside of the Department of Defense, but now does, in Homeland Security in the form of the Coast Guard, and that the Coast Guard is now a branch of military coming under Title 10, which is only for the military, it's only for the Department of Defense, it's only for the four regular branches of the military, but now the Coast Guard, as it did in 1999 and shortly thereafter, in the lead up to what they knew was headed our way, not only in 9/11, but the war in Iraq and more. If you think this stuff just happened, or they fell upon this and it was fortuitous, you need to study the Roman Republic a little bit better and see how many things fell into place as planned years, if not decades or more in advance. And you can look to, the naval battles in the Colosseum and how that lake was formed well before, I think, I want to say it was Caligula, but it might have been Nero, worked to confiscate the land, build the lake before the Colosseum was built so that the water and reservoir could be used to eventually build the Colosseum. And if you think that was all just a stepping stone of, oh, look what we have here. Oh, my, look what we have over here. Hey, let's put this all together and do this. Then you're not paying attention to even what's going on now. Like, one of the first actions of President Bush coming into office was a baseball team called the Senators in Washington, D.C., to build it and let them come, so that they would have another distraction, Coliseum, in Washington, D.C., to distract the masses, let alone all the issues with gambling and more that came about at the very same time, and how it has flourished over the last 10 years here in the United States. We'll be right back. Republic Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone. Host, Tenor Eric Schein, 800-313-9443. I need a new caller, somebody I haven't heard from before. A fresh face, somebody with a new voice, hasn't been heard. Pop their cherry, come on.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
All right, we're back. Yeah, I know. I really don't know. I don't know what to say anymore. I've been pointing to these individuals, who they are, what they're up to, what they're involved in. They're clearly, in my estimation, my understanding of the terms of history, these individuals are corporatist, fascist. They believe in military dictatorship. What other kind of individual would use military personnel, military assets coming under military law, which is a form of martial law, to invoke themselves upon those they are calling civilians, and by doing so, by imposing itself and its personnel, who they are saying are a branch of military, upon who they are saying are civilians, dictate through military personnel what is to be law, through adjudications, to take what is clearly a military gavel and use it as a weapon upon our own people, not individually. Because I am not the only person who was hurt by what is going on, who was injured, who was under attack by the a branch of military that I'm not in. If they are successful, as it appears they will be, absent some sort of angel or some sort of help out of the blue, then the case precedents as created can and will be used under common law, a system that we all come under, to impose it upon you and others. The Coast Guard is not a branch of military, not supposed to be a branch of military. Anybody who thinks so is a complete maroon. Sorry. We have a United States Navy. The Coast Guard is a federal maritime police force. You cannot be a police and regulatory force and be a branch of military. Doesn't happen. The Coast Guard and or Coast Guard personnel, when they are moved into the Navy, into the Department of Defense, then they shed all police and regulatory powers. And they become part of the Navy. That's the only time Coast Guard personnel are in a Department of Defense, are a branch of military. No other time. Yet, under President George W. Bush and now President Barack Obama, who has taken the mantle, taken the baton and run with it from George W. Bush, because as many people do not know or understand, Barack Obama is half Anglo-Saxon Germanic through his mother, Anne Dunham, who was English-German. She is related to the royals, but Obama is ninth cousin, twice removed, to George W. Bush. He's seventh cousin, twice removed, to Dick Cheney. So why would he not declare, if not even further, the very same things that Cheney and Bush did in their administrations? To think that, I mean, he's said that he can assassinate U.S. citizens overseas without due process. What do you think is going on with me for the last 8-9 years? You don't think that there's anyone out there? I can name a bunch of people, like I think he's an admiral. I think he's a judge advocate general. I think his name's Baumgartner. Caldwell, a bunch of people in DHS, FBI, William Gore, Al Gore. William Gore was the SAIC FBI special agent in charge in the San Diego office when I went in there and tried to report what was going on. And instead of looking into what was going on, and I had open civil complaints, they come after me instead. The Coast Guard, a branch of military that I'm not in, even filed my formal complaints to the FBI and my formal complaints from federal district court, think First Amendment, within the proceedings as evidence that I'm medically mentally incompetent. They even tried to say that because regardless of the fact that you're being prosecuted by a branch of military that you're not in, because you were not able to effectively get into court and argue your complaints and prosecute them and progress them because you came under attack by a branch of military that you're not in, forgetting for a moment that you are being prosecuted by a branch of military in a military tribunal, because you were not able to effectively prosecute your civil complaints, that is a sign that you're medically mentally incompetent. It's in the record. You can go read the transcripts. The Coast Guard used a medical doctor, a Coast Guard uniformed commissioned medical, he's actually a medical technician, he's not a real doctor. Coast Guard doesn't make real doctors. The Captain Arthur French, and if you ever heard of that name, I think it's GlaxoSmithKline French, Big Pharma, from overseas, not from here in the United States. This guy weaseled his way into our system through Alaska, along with another relative named French, who's deeply infiltrated the medical system within the federal government as well. And there's more. We'll be back. 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
We're back. 800-313-9443. All I can say is that what I've endured to this point is cruel and unusual. It is torture. This is coming from, you know, the proverbial horse's mouth. I've seen it, endured it, gone through it, and I would not wish what has been done to me upon my worst enemy. I would not wish this upon any man, woman, or child. To have a branch of military that they are not in use military assets, military personnel, to torture confessions out of them, to target them using military personnel, to have, I cannot even begin to tell you the number of people that have been involved. One individual has noted that he's never seen one person surrounded by so many attorneys in his life. And I could go on and list probably 50 attorneys off the top of my head, all from various law firms and or interested parties who have been involved in stealing billions of dollars from U.S. taxpayers. Am I making this up? Look around you. Look what's going on in the country. You know, the Occupy this and Occupy that, the bank mortgage, Wall Street scandals, auto czars, car czars, czar this, czar that, war here, war there, assassinations of, at some point, assassinating a foreign leader is one of those, you know, because we don't want it to go on here. We're advocating it overseas without declaring war. We've declared war on ideals, on terrorism, which is like declaring war on spelling, or on drugs, which is all cover for the military-industrial complex, who wishes to militarize everything like they've done with the Coast Guard, because it is very, very advantageous, very, very beneficial for a certain self-elect group of people. I mean, look what Eric Prince did with the mercenary firm formerly known as Blackwater. And I say that as a tongue-in-cheek nod to Prince and his whole little name game there. And as in what Eric Prince, gee, that's really weird. And Prince did that with the name thing too, huh? Wow. Did with Blackwater in changing it to Z and moving the country or the company out of the country to a kingdom. Wow. Wow. Why would he do that? Yeah, I wonder. His last name is Prince. I mean, come on. You can't make this stuff up. Gee, it's not president. It's not vice president. His last name is Prince, which is a tributary to a kingdom, a king and a queen. But he took his company to, I think it was Dubai. And where did the other firm, Kellogg Brown & Root, KBR, and or whatever the parent corporate or corporate bastards were, Halliburton, where did they go? Yeah, I think they went to Dubai too, or one of those other kingdoms over there. And they moved all their paperwork and everything out of the country, their corporate headquarters, so that they couldn't be prosecuted for war, being war criminals. Because that's really what they are. Will anyone not call them that, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, freeman or slave, debt slave or whatever, you know, however you see yourself, and point at these people with the, even if it's the last breath that you take, and say, not on my watch, and that I will not allow this to go on unchecked, to where these people are going to walk away billionaires, you know, billionaires, if not even more, because if they capture the United States, which they have done, and they end the Republic, which they're close to doing, then they get to decide where the trillions, literally hundreds of trillions of dollars in U.S. Treasury assets, resources, technology, R&D, 66 million acres owned and controlled by the Department of Defense goes. Who gets it? Who gets control of it? Just like in the former Soviet Union. And it's all these families who are in on the game, who like to take republics and turn them into ATM machines, take them down, destroy them, use something like 9/11 as the red flare in the middle of the night to let all others know that there's a fire sale, that the Republic is coming down. Grab what you can now. Take, steal, thieve, kill, maim, do whatever you can get away with, because all bets are off and the Republic is coming down. And that's what's going on. They're intentionally crashing the Republic. And these individuals in Congress, and I don't, you know, I don't put any special favor on Ron Paul. I don't put any special favor or grant on Dennis Kucinich. What have they done to make a difference? And Ron Paul, and I'll give him this, the issue of the Federal Reserve and a lot of other stuff, even the issues of emergency war powers and or being on emergency status, emergency power status since effectively World War II, he's done more than most. You know, I'll say that. I've approached both of those individuals with the issues about the Coast Guard and what's going on with it. And Dennis Kucinich's office, Marty Gelfand, an attorney in there, basically helped Homeland Security. This is his chief counsel, and Dennis Kucinich's office helped Homeland Security attack me. So think about that. So I'm not just pulling this stuff out of my, you know, another one, Senator Feinstein, who's got two, her husband has two firms that are profiting from the war. She's had her house beefed up at federal taxpayer dollars, treated as if it's a level three federal facility, like a federal building. Other senators and congressmen aren't doing that. I don't know why she would consider herself so important or such a risk or such a threat, because really any senator or congressman, if not even any president, can be replaced quickly and easily through a vote. So to say that they're more important than any of us as a fellow citizen in a republic is not true to the republic. It's not true to the people. It's a farce. And, you know, forget about what did we hear all this talk about term limits. We got people like Dana Rohrabacher, who's been in office for God knows how long. And his the county that his district is within was one of the first counties ever to declare bankruptcy in the United States, Orange County. And that was because of Milken and junk bonds and what went on in the, I think it was the 80s. Might have been the 70s. I hate to say it was that long ago, but I don't think it was quite that long. When that all started, at least, because some of it didn't really come to fruition until late 80s, even in the 90s. Savings and loan scandal, Neil Bush, Marvin Bush, I believe, was the one who was on the board of the security firm that had security for the World Trade Center up until the day before 9/11. On and on and on and on and on. These are peas of a pod. They are birds of a feather, and they're flocking together, and they work together. And those who they work with, like Feinberg, Kaczynski, I'm trying to think of Skeletor's real name, the guy in charge of Homeland Security, people refer to him as Skeletor, Michael Chertoff, who's a dual citizen, much like Arnold Schwarzenegger, who's an Austrian citizen who will not denounce his Austrian citizenship, who somehow gets governorship of California. Look what has happened in California since he became governor and is no longer governor, of course. Brown's back in. I mean, why do we have to have Brown back in office? Don't we have anyone else that can be governor of California and is not beholden to the power elite, to these enormously rich, if not even British aristocratic families who do have ties back to lords, kings and queens in England and Germany, and who don't want to see the United States as a republic where it is literally of, by, and for the people, that it is some kind of serfdom, some kind of kingdom, to where rather than being equals, and that was one of the reasons for the estate tax, so that no one could amass the kind of wealth that former Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist has amassed through his corrupt brother and his corrupt father, who stole billions of dollars from through HCA and Columbia from Medicare. They had to pay back $1.7 billion. It's in the book called Giant Killers. I forget who the author is, but I can throw it out maybe next week or something. But you can Google it. It's called Giant Killers. And in there, the QI-tam action against the Frist family. And it's real clear, because what was Bill Frist fighting for? For himself when he was Senate Majority Leader, so that to do away with the Paris Hilton estate tax and to ensure that rather than being taxed heavily to make sure that we don't create these enormously powerful, wealthy, if not even dynastic aristocratic families here in the United States, a constitutional republic, a hybrid, a democratic republic, that these individuals have done away. Forget about Glass-Steagall. Forget about, you know, as far as to banking and more that's passed in 33. Look to all of the issues of the estate tax, the changes in corporate tax, the changes in taxes upon the wealthy. 100% of our government up until the 1930s, was run off of and paid for by tariffs imposed upon foreign royal kingdoms, their heirs, kings and queens, and the royal, if not crown families, and their subjects, in the hopes that their subjects would wake up and realize that they don't need those royals, that they could have a republic that's self-funded, that pays for itself, that actually is used to impoverish the royal families worldwide, as Jefferson and others had set up brilliantly to do so. And instead, as some have been turned in, all the things that were there to shield us, I mean, even quote-unquote protectionism is a bad thing. How is that? Our Constitution, our way of life, our system of due process and more comes at a cost. And however that is paid to ensure that that Constitution protects us, things like free speech should be something that is so pervasive in our society that we would rather hear from those who we see as problem children. Some would say, like the KKK as an example, that it's better to hear these people, allow them to put out their ill will or ideology or whatever you want to call it, so that we don't get blindsided like the Germans did with the brown shirts in the 20s and 30s, where they came out of the closet out of nowhere. You know, people knew that the brown shirts were there and it was amassing and more. But, you know, one of the worst things for or in a republic is to quash free speech, to quench the even misguided opinions of individuals or ideologies of individuals. Because if we do not know it is out there, like Ayn Rand, I mean, I've never heard of Ayn Rand as much as I have in the last 5 to 10 years. I've seen it on license plates all over the place. People know about it. You've got these, and they're not constructive. They're not progressive. Progressive, that term in and of itself came from imposing a progressive tax that the more that you made, the better that you did in this society because of all the things that benefited all citizens within the society, all people within this civilization, allowed you to benefit so much more that you were expected to pay back that much more. To where, you know, taxes on the wealthy were up to 98%, that after a certain point it was imposed. Because many of these people, whether they be people like Joe Kennedy, you know, what did Roosevelt say when he appointed him to be head of the SEC? Takes a crook to catch a crook. He knew Kennedy was a crook. Anybody and everybody knew that Joe Kennedy was a crook. And he smuggled, not only was he running whiskey and doing all kinds of other stuff, but he was smuggling whiskey in, backed by the Crown, Dewar's whiskey from Canada, a constitutional monarchy, backed by the Crown. People like the Morgan family and others who not only helped fund and incite the Civil War, funded both sides of the Civil War, profited from both sides of the Civil War, but it was their father, an English banker backed by the Crown, who helped the Morgans do that here in the United States as agents for the Crown. Wake up. I mean, I don't know how. You do your own research. Pick up a book and read. If you don't know and understand that ever since we declared independence, when did Canada declare independence? The 1970s? When did they actually get it? Never. That the Queen has imposed herself, the Crown, the royal family, still on their money, still on their public contracts. They may have some appearance of quote-unquote independence. But the Queen stepped in on a vote of no confidence against Harper and said, nah, sorry. Parliament, like Congress, and they wanted to turn us into a parliamentary system. It's like, huh? They're trying to show that Congress is dysfunctional, doesn't work. They're doing it intentionally to break it. They want to have a constitutional convention, ASAP, so that they can use that constitutional convention, regardless of what it is held for, to change the constitutional nature of our government into a constitutional monarchy. I hear the music. 800-313-9443. We'll be right back, and I'm going to read that infamous paragraph from Bill Bobbitt.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our web.
Take me to Idaho. Call back. Sorry, I didn't see that you're up on the board. So call back and we'll get you on. You know, it's the same old game, people. If you look to all these people that are in office right now, and, you know, like, we had people like Jane Harman, the richest person in Congress, either House, male or female. Billionaire-S. Heiress to the Harman Kardon Electronics Federal Military Large Corporate GM Toshiba Microsoft computer contractor that by being in the know, by being a senator or congressman or governor or someone in the government, it gives you access to not only the people that you can make a lot of money with from, but the resources, assets, materials, contracts, and more that will take you to another level. Feinstein, the same thing. You start to look at all of these individuals and who that, you know, Rohrabacher, I don't know what his freaking, I know he's got his left leg tied to Boeing. But, you know, he was supposedly Ronald Reagan's speechwriter. What his claim to fame is, what he's done to help the people of this or any other area, I don't know. Duncan Hunter or his son. Yeah, you know, his son served in the war. That's all nice and well and fine. But he took over his father's seat. He didn't run for a different district. He got the same seat his father sat in. And he used the fact that he's the same name, Duncan Hunter Jr. instead of senior, to walk right into and take over his father's congressional seat. And people are voting for, oh yeah, let's keep the old man in there. And then when the ink is drawing the votes and all the chads have dropped, oh, Junior? I didn't know Duncan Hunter's name was, I didn't know he was Junior. Oh no, that's his father. Yeah, that's the guy who just left office. And you look into what's been going on in San Diego, oh, I don't know, with people like Dominelli and monetary arbitrage, and Susan Sauter, I believe her name was, and Roger Hedgecock as the mayor of San Diego. And even what's going on with Madoff and more. Corruption is not good for anybody. You know, one of the people that got ripped off by Madoff was Spielberg. So I don't care if you're Jewish or you're German or you're German-Jewish or you're English, if you're royal or you believe in a republic or your name is Bill Frist, whoever you are, if you're involved in corruption, you are an enemy of the state. You are an enemy of the people, especially of the magnitude that we have seen in the last 10 years, 5 to 10 years. And much of it, I hate to say, is tied to the welfare state, whether it be warfare or welfare, to where many of the things that the federal government is doing, like the issues with health care, that should not be a federal issue. That should be a state issue. And if anything, the federal government should be setting minimum standards for all the states that all the states agreed to, that is driven by the states, so that states like California and or New York don't have their residents going into or paying for health care for other local states or nearby states, and that everyone has some sort of access to health care. And rather than setting up an insurance state pushed by the government in a corporatist fashion, a fascist fashion, why did they not start building public library, public facilities, public post offices, at cost, providing certain services at a bare minimum to have a civil society? We'll be right back. 800-313-944. Vicky, call back.
Call back. The next round of the worst.